The term is used countless times each winter, yet most of us don't know where it originated. It turns out the man who invented the phrase had plenty of experience with it. His unique story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Paul Seipel was born in Montpelier, Ohio in 1908. He later moved to Erie, Pennsylvania and became an Eagle Scout in 1923. Interestingly, there was a unique opportunity at the time for one of those scouts to make an extraordinary trip.
He was chosen from thousands of Eagle Scouts to accompany Admiral Byrd on his first Antarctic expedition.
Kelly Michael at the Williams County Historical Society says at the age of 19, Paul Seipel joined Byrd on his expedition to Antarctica. He came back home and attended college in Massachusetts. In 1939, he was working on his doctoral dissertation, and that work produced something we all know today.
He coined the word wind chill while he was doing his dissertation for his doctorate.
Specifically, he had studied the wind's impact on the body at low temperatures, creating the wind chill table we have today. He certainly had plenty of experience with the subject.
He was on another expedition among the men who actually were the first to winter in Antarctica.
In all, Seipel made 5 trips to Antarctica. He spent much of his career in the Army Scientific Office, becoming a lieutenant colonel, and he even appeared on the cover of Time magazine in 1956. Over his years of service, he worked on projects related to extreme cold.
He was instrumental in developing clothing, like the parkas. He developed the boots that they wear, which look like Mickey Mouse boots, and we have on display here at the museum.
That gear was used by the Army in the Korean War and beyond. Today, several key landmarks and a scientific station are named after the man who spent many days in the southernmost regions of the planet. But he will always be known for that term we use on blustery winter days, the wind chill factor. Traveling the countryside in Montpelier, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.